Okay. In the first pasuk in Tetzaveh, so it talks about the Shemen Zayis, talks about the Menorah. So it says Kosas Lamor. It says Ratan Tetzaveh Shemen Zayis Zochshtik pure olive oil Kosas Lamor crushed for light Ahalis Ner Tamin. So that's the pasuk that's growing the oil. But an unbelievable remez over here is that it refers. The Beis HaMikdash, how long did the Beis HaMikdash stand for? Do you know?
410 years.
And? The two of them, right? Yeah. 410 and 420, right?
Yeah.
But in the end, they were destroyed. So if we go over, look at the word kasis, how much is chaf?
20.
And tav?
400.
So we have 420. And then we have a yud and a tav. It's 410, right? So you have 420 and 410. That was it was light. The Beis HaMikdash stood, but it was kasis. Kasis means it was crushed. It was destroyed. The ones that stood for 410 and 420 years, but those were destroyed. However, the third base of Mikdash is going to be the Halei Sner Tam, and it's going to be eternal.
Wow.
Unbelievable, right? Interesting. If you take the way you say three in Tlas is three, right? Tav, Lam, and Tav is three, and the third base of Mikdash. So Tav, Lam, and Tav, the Gematria, Tav is 400, Lam is 30, and Tav is 400. So all together is how much?
830,
which encompasses the first two. That's the third Beis HaMikdash is gonna, you know, it encompasses that and it goes into eternal. another thing, what we spoke about yesterday, Moshe said, "Emayin mechinin abisivcha." He said, "If you give the Jews from the Chere Egel, good. If not, emayin mechinin abisivcha." So the Siva Shalom says, right, if you're not going to forgive them, then erase me from your Sefer, right? Erase me from the Torah. And that's why he's not a Pasha Tzava, right? So why was he erased from Tzava? So the Siva Shalom says an unbelievable shot, which gives us insight into the power of Tefillah. The reason why he was erased from Tzava is because how could that even be an option that he wouldn't be saved? He said, forgive them, and if you don't forgive them, erase me from Yisrael Terah. How could it be an option that Hashem wouldn't forgive them? I mean, you have to, if you believe in your power of tefillah, that Moshe is asking for Hashem to forgive the Jews. Of course he's going to forgive them. Believe in that. How could there even be an alternative to that? The fact that Moshe even presented such an alternative is the reason why he's not mentioned in the Tzava, as a consequence of what he did. And the truth is it's a sight of tefillah in general. You see this in many places. For example, you know, they say a story of there were farmers that there was a drought and the farmers needed rain for their crops. So the Rav said to them, he said, okay, so tomorrow at noon we're going to go to the mountaintop and we're going to storm the heavens and it's going to start raining. And then the next day they came at 12 o'clock and he's like, okay, you guys believe it's going to rain? Like, we're not, we believe it's going to rain? They said, yeah, we really believe it, we really believe it. He said, so where's your raincoats? if you truly believe that it's going to rain, you would have brought your raincoats. So what does that show? It shows that you don't really believe it. but that's the power of tefillah. The power of tefillah is that that's what really shows if you believe in something. You know, many times you say, yeah, I believe, I believe, I believe. No, it's not true. You don't really believe. If you believe it, then you would act upon it. I think you have. There's another story. Someone came to the Rebbe to his Hasidic Rebbe for a bracha, and there were many Hasidim over there. The particular Hasidim they came there to have a bracha for children, and one got a bracha for children. You know, by next year you'll have a child. Next one, and then another one also got a bracha. Now 1 year later, they both came back to the Rebbe, and one of them had a child, and one didn't have a child. So the one that didn't have a child, that's the one that had a child. Like, what'd you do? Like, what'd you do different than me? Like, we both came in, we both got the same bracha. He said, yeah, it's true. He said, well, what did you do after you got the bracha? He's like, I went home and I waited for it to be fulfilled. He's like, what'd you do? He's like, I went and I bought a stroller right away. So the question, you got that? Meaning, if you really believe in it, so then you would act upon it, and that's what shows that you truly believe, and then it comes, then it'll come true.